A man who is swayed by negative emotions may have good enough intentions, may be truthful in word, but he will never find the truth. Gandhi. The Emotion Code, Chapter 4, Healing with Magnets. What is the most powerful healing tool in your home? Some vitamins? A prescription medication? A healing herbal tea? Something in your fridge? How about something on your fridge? No, not your shopping list. I'm talking about the magnet that's holding your shopping list to your fridge. Believe it or not, the common refrigerator magnet can be one of the most powerful healing tools you'll ever own when it comes to removing trapped emotions, provided you know how to use it. I'll explain why in this chapter. How healthy you are is directly related to how balanced your energy field is. Energy healing works to restore and maintain the harmony of the energy field so that the body can remain vitally healthy. But how do you begin to heal the energy field of the body if you cannot see it? You already know you can find imbalances like trapped emotions by using the sway test to ask the subconscious mind what is wrong. What can you use as a tool to remove trapped emotions? The answer is, you must use some other form of energy. The easiest to use, the cheapest, and the most widely available energy tool is the magnet. Magnets emit pure energy and are a powerful tool to fix energetic imbalances that you cannot see. I have used all kinds of magnets, from the most expensive and most powerful to the least expensive and weakest. Some magnets are specifically designed for healing the body and some are not. But I have found that virtually any magnet can be used to release trapped emotions using the emotion code. Your magnetic existence. Your existence stretches farther than you can see or feel, precisely because you are an energetic being, even though you are also physical. It makes sense to say that if part of your existence is invisible to you, then perhaps some of the underlying causes of your health problems might be invisible to you as well. Most people assume that they exist only inside the limits of their own skin. Your skin represents the outer layer of what you can see, and you have been taught that what you see is what is real. Now we have scientific proof that there is more to you than meets the eye. For instance, we now know that you generate an electromagnetic field created by the electrical activity in your body. It is created by electrical currents in your nervous system as well as the electrochemical processes that are constantly occurring in all of your cells. Scientists now know that the electromagnetic field of your heart extends 8 to 12 feet from your body in all directions, behind you, above you, below you, in front of you, and to your sides. In 1956, Japanese scientists did the groundbreaking research that proved beyond a doubt that there were both electric and magnetic forces in the body. By exposing the body to pulsing electromagnetic fields, they created electrical changes on a cellular level and altered cell metabolism. This phenomenon is known in medical science as the piezoelectric effect. Western medicine acknowledges and accepts the existence of this electromagnetic field without reservation, but for many years has only measured the electrical component of it. Scientists and doctors have measured the body's electrical activity under clinical conditions for many years. The EKG, or electrocardiogram, which measures the electrical impulses of the heart, was first put to practical use in 1895. The EEG, or an electroencephalogram, which measures the electrical activity of the brain, has been used since 1913. A basic law of physics states that whenever electrical activity is generated, a corresponding magnetic field will always occur. Scientists can measure this magnetic field using magnetoencephalographs and magnetocardiograms. These machines represent a leap ahead over the old technology, which was limited to measuring only the electrical fields of the heart and brain. Scientists are coming to recognize how powerful and important these magnetic interactions are. The brain's pineal gland, which secretes hormones that affect your whole body, is surrounded by magnetite clusters that are carefully tuned to perceive and interact with magnetic fields. These are the same kinds of magnetic clusters that allow homing pigeons, butterflies, and bees to navigate using the Earth's magnetic field. It appears that these magnetite formations in our own pineal glands have a lot to do with our own sense of direction. A study published in the respected British Medical Journal found that people who were suffering from calcification or hardening of the pineal gland were significantly more likely to get lost. Floating frogs with magnetic energy. Scientists attempting to understand why magnetism has such a profound effect on physiology have performed a fascinating experiment using an extremely powerful magnet and a frog. This is somewhat whimsical, but I include it because it illustrates the fact that magnets do have a physical effect. Scientists make a frog levitate. April 12, 1997, London, Associated Press. British and Dutch scientists say they have succeeded in floating a frog in air using a magnetic field a million times stronger than that of the Earth. And they say there is no reason why larger creatures, even humans, shouldn't perform the same gravity-defying feat. It's perfectly feasible if you have a large enough magnetic field, said Peter Main, professor of physics at Nottingham University, one of the British scientists who collaborated with colleagues at the University of Nijmegen to create the first levitating amphibian. Their endeavors are reported briefly in the current issue of the British magazine New Scientist. To hold up the frog, the field had to be a million times that of the Earth, the scientists said. Only then was it strong enough to distort the orbits of electrons in the frog's atoms. If the magnetic field pushes the frog away with sufficient force, you will overcome gravity, and the frog will float, Main said. The trick doesn't only work on frogs. Scientists say they have made plants, grasshoppers, and fish float in the same way. Every ordinary object, whether it be a frog, a grasshopper, or a sandwich, is magnetic, but it's very rare to see such a spectacular demonstration of this, said Main. The scientists said their frog showed no signs of distress after floating in the air inside a magnetic cylinder. Magnets and healing. When the human body is exposed to a magnetic field, even more interesting and often surprising things happen. People's illnesses and imbalances have completely disappeared. Pain has diminished, vertigo has vanished, and fatigue has been reversed. There have been thousands of people who have had their health restored by the healing powers of magnets. Even though the proof is there, modern allopathic medicine is still currently in the experimental phase with magnets as healing tools. Many vitalistic healers already know that magnets work wonders, but medicine cannot scientifically explain the discoveries that their experiments have revealed. In March of 2005, Time magazine ran a story about doctors at Columbia University who accidentally discovered a surprising way to cure depression by using magnetic energy. A Connecticut woman named Martha had been depressed for almost 20 years. She had gone through all of the recognized traditional treatments, seeing psychiatrists and psychologists, consuming any medication they gave her. But none of the treatments helped her depression. Martha decided to participate in the experimental treatment procedure at Columbia. Doctors applied a series of magnetic pulses to the top of her head. They called the treatment repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, or RTMS. After undergoing the hour-long procedure 5 times a week for 6 weeks, Martha said, "I started to see signs of change by about the 3rd week. By September, I was on top again. I could take pleasure in things like food and sunshine." At the time the article came out, Martha had been returning to the Institute for repeat sessions on a periodic basis and had been depression-free for 6 months. These doctors cannot explain exactly why magnetic stimulation works to cure depression and other disorders. According to Dr. George Wittenberg, a neurologist at Wake Forest University, magnetic stimulation is a clever way to induce current without actually having an electrical connection. The National Institute of Mental Health, NIMH, agrees that there is no denying the effectiveness of the technique, and they are sponsoring a study at Columbia and 3 other institutions to further test the healing effects of magnetic stimulation. In a study published in 2002 in the respected Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences, 75% of patients suffering from depression experienced significant improvement after undergoing this same type of magnetic treatment. My introduction to magnets. My own exposure to the power of magnetic therapy came many years ago through my brother Greg, who had been using magnetic treatments in his chiropractic office. Greg was so enthusiastic about the effectiveness of the magnets made by a Japanese wellness company called Niken that he finally persuaded me to give them a try in my own clinic. The moment after I received my new Niken MagBoy magnet in the mail, I found a patient that would present a real challenge. Laura had come to me for treatment of her fibromyalgia, a debilitating condition characterized by widespread muscular pain of unknown origin. Most of Laura's pain was in her upper body. Her overall range of motion with both of her arms was very limited, and she could barely raise them to a horizontal position without being stopped by the pain. I explained to Laura that I'd like to try a new treatment to see what effect, if any, it might have on her condition. She agreed, and we chatted while I rolled the magnet continuously back and forth on her left arm between her shoulder and her elbow. After a few minutes of this, I tested the range of motion in her arms again. I had her raise her right arm first, the arm we did not apply the magnet to. Laura raised her arm until it was almost horizontal to the floor. I could see that she was in pain, so I had her stop. This was what I had expected. Then I asked her to raise her left arm, the one we had used the magnet on. To our mutual surprise, Laura raised her left arm easily and smoothly up along the side of her head without any discomfort. Her eyes widened and she exclaimed, "I don't have any pain at all where you use that. What is that thing? Can I buy it from you?" I put Laura through more range of motion tests, and to my amazement, she now had full range of motion in her left arm and no pain. I looked down at the little silver and blue magnet in my hand with eyes as wide as Laura's. These sudden and dramatic results were quite unexpected. I told Laura all I knew, that it was a Nikan magnet designed for reducing discomfort in the body. It took Laura very little effort to remove the cause of her symptoms. My hunch is that in her case, the biggest underlying cause of her fibromyalgia was something that the Japanese call MFDS, or magnetic field deficiency syndrome. Proponents of MFDS believe that you can become deficient in magnetic energy just as you can become deficient in a vitamin or a mineral. Adding a little more magnetic energy to her body was all that Laura seemed to need to get rid of her pain. The relief of Laura's fibromyalgia was just the first miracle I saw with magnets. I believe that MFDS is a component of many illnesses. Like most illnesses, fibromyalgia has a variety of underlying causes that can vary from person to person, and MFDS is often one of those components. In cases where it is the major or only underlying cause of the illness, the application of magnetic energy can result in dramatic improvement, as was the case with Laura. A new healing tool. It was easy to put these magnets to the test, since I had a never-ending stream of people who were suffering. Sometimes the results were inexplicable and even a bit mysterious. One patient, for example, had a long-term shoulder problem that instantly went away when she put Nikan magnetic insoles in her shoes. On four separate occasions, I was able to stop acute asthma attacks by simply placing a Nikan magnetic pad on the patient's chests. I saw allergies improve quickly and dramatically by placing a magnet on the surface of a patient's body. I saw bruises disappear literally overnight. I saw broken bones heal in half the normal time. In many cases, I came to require certain patients to wear Nikan magnets as part of their treatment protocol because they seemed to shorten the recovery time so dramatically. One patient had a very large disc bulge, 8 millimeters. She refused to have the recommended surgery. By the time I met her, she had lost all feeling in her right leg due to nerve compression. 24 hours after starting to wear a Nikan magnet over her disc injury, she began feeling sharp, shooting pains in her previously numb leg as the healing process began. Within a week, she was able to stop taking all her pain medication. She continued to wear the magnet on her back, and the pain and inflammation continued to diminish and completely disappeared. 1 year later, her radiologist was baffled when he could find no evidence of her disc bulge upon performing a repeat CT scan. It's important to note that all of these cases involve the use of magnets manufactured by Nikan Incorporated, magnets which were specifically designed for use on the body to relieve discomfort and promote healing. Cartilage made new. One of the most amazing healing experiences I have witnessed happened to my uncle Lavelle. When he was a young man in 1937, Lavelle injured his right knee. His doctors recommended surgery but could not guarantee that the operation would help him. He decided to not have the surgery since the odds of success and failure were about the same. As long as I knew my uncle, he always had his right knee wrapped with ACE bandages. I found out later that his knee continually bothered him and caused him pain from this old injury. In 1995, a friend introduced him to magnetic therapy. This friend insisted that Lavelle should put a pair of magnets on his knee for at least 10 days. These mini magnets, made by Nikan, were about the size of a silver dollar. Lavelle was skeptical, but decided that he had nothing to lose by giving it a try. He didn't really feel any difference in his knee after 5 days. Even after 7 days, there was no change. Finally, on the 10th day, something dramatic happened. To his astonishment, for the first time in 60 years, he could feel no pain in his right knee. He was ecstatic and could hardly believe it. He continued to wear the magnet day and night for the next 2 months. His pain did not come back. At that point, he decided to have x-rays taken of his knee so he could compare them to a previous set of x-rays that had been taken 3 years earlier. The old x-rays showed that the cartilage in his knee joint was almost completely gone and the bone ends were actually touching. To his doctor's astonishment, this new set of x-rays showed that the cartilage in his knee had somehow regenerated. Although spontaneous regeneration of cartilage such as this is considered a medical impossibility, it happened. The more we know. These incredible successes involving Niken magnets forced me to open my mind to a new way of thinking, to something I'd never been taught before, but I knew I was in good company. Most of the progress in the history of medicine has been based on creative leaps of imagination. When new treatments and methods are discovered, the old ones are abandoned to make way for a more effective style of healing. This is often a long and arduous process, since we have no guide to help us along the way, only trial and error. As human beings, we have had our bodies for thousands of years, but since they came with no manual, we have spent much of our time trying to figure out how they work and how to make them work better. In former times, people thought that illness was caused by, among other things, blood that had gone bad. As a result, bloodletting was a popular practice from antiquity until the late 1800s, until it was finally abandoned in favor of more advanced procedures. Approved medical practices, done with the best intentions, are routinely abandoned when new insights about the body are discovered. When I was a child, for instance, tonsillectomy, or the removal of the tonsils, was considered a harmless surgery. According to one study, up to 40% of young men entering military service in 1960 had had their tonsils removed. Back then, it was believed that the tonsils were expendable, and no one really knew what they were for. Eventually, it was realized that the tonsils form an important part of the body's immune system. Today, doctors are much more reluctant to take them out. This is a sign of progress in medicine. The more we know about the true nature of the human body, the better decisions we can make involving health. While some of the healing practices from the past are not correct and have fallen by the wayside, many ancient healing methods and ideas have been right all along and are now coming back into favor. Magnifying your intention. Because you are made of energy, true healing must address this aspect of your makeup. Because trapped emotions themselves are also energy, the most efficient way to release them is with another form of energy. Intention is a powerful form of thought energy. It is possible to release trapped emotions using the power of your intention alone. I believe that the intention to release the trapped emotion is really the most important part of the equation. I use magnets because I believe they literally magnify the power of your intention to get the job done. Just as a magnifying glass magnifies an image, I believe that a magnet can literally magnify your thought energy and intention beyond your current capacity. This makes it possible for anyone to release trapped emotions. You don't have to be a talented or experienced healer to do this work. If your intention is clear, using a simple magnet to magnify your intention is all you will need to achieve results formerly available only to those with vast experience. A simple magnet can powerfully enhance the energy of your intention and carry it into the energy field of the body. The acupuncture system provides the perfect avenue to put the energy of your intention into the body and release the trapped emotion. How acupuncture fits in. The practice of acupuncture is based on the existence of the human energy field and has been around for thousands of years. In fact, acupuncture points, or acupoints, and meridians are described in the world's oldest known book on medicine, the Chinese Wang Ti Nei Ching, or the Yellow Emperor's Classic of Internal Medicine, written around 2500 BC. Acupoints are specific locations that lie along pathways known as meridians. Meridians can be thought of as small rivers of energy that flow just beneath the skin. They follow very precise tracks over the surface of the body that do not vary from person to person. The existence of these meridians was the subject of speculation and disagreement for many years, but in the last 3 decades, multiple research studies have proven their existence. In one study, researcher Jean-Claude Darras injected a radioactive isotope called technetium-99 into acupoints and non-acupoints alike. radioactive isotopes such as this emit low-level radiation that can be accurately measured and mapped. The radioactive isotopes that were injected into the acupoints diffused away from them in very precise patterns that were exactly the same as the acupuncture meridians that had been mapped out anciently by Chinese physicians. The same radioactive material that had been injected into non-acupoints diffused away in no particular pattern. The governing meridian. Certain meridians are actually thought to function as reservoirs of energy, which connect with and supply all other acupuncture meridians. Perhaps the most important of these reservoir meridians is the governing meridian, which begins in the center of the upper lip, runs up and over the head, and all the way down the center of the spine, ending at the tailbone. Because of the interconnections between the governing meridian and all other meridians, it provides the most ideal pathway for what we want to do as we treat the body for trapped emotions using the emotion code. A trapped emotion is energy. To get rid of a trapped emotion, we need to overcome it with another form of energy. The governing meridian provides the perfect window into the body for this purpose. Remember that a magnet actually magnifies your thought, which is energy. While holding the intention in your mind to release the trapped emotion that you have found, you simply pass a magnet over the governing meridian. Your magnified intention to release the trapped emotion enters into the governing meridian, and from there, this thought energy flows quickly into all the other meridians and areas of the body. This sudden influx of intention energy has the effect of releasing the trapped emotion permanently. In many years of practice and many years of teaching the emotion code to students in seminars, we have never seen a trapped emotion return. Once you release a trapped emotion, it is gone for good. You don't need to know any acupuncture points. You don't need to understand how it all works, really. All you need to do is have a little bit of belief and intention, and it will work. On the other hand, having some understanding of the mechanism behind it all will increase your ability as it will increase your faith in the process. Where does the trapped emotion go? To understand how a trapped emotion is released from the body, allow me to make an analogy. A number of companies now make special headphones that are able to cancel out background noise. These headphones can make jobs like leaf blowing and construction work much more comfortable because they cancel out the loud noises of the machines used. Another popular use of noise-canceling headphones is for airline pilots, as the continual whine of an aircraft engine has been shown to be very fatiguing. Noise-canceling headphones sense the frequency of sound waves coming in from the outside and instantly generate a sound wave that is exactly opposite in phase. When the two sound waves collide, they cancel each other out. The result is a much quieter experience. I believe that releasing trapped emotions may make use of a similar phenomenon. Each trapped emotion has its own particular rate of vibration, its own frequency. Just as an opposite sound wave can cancel out an extraneous noise, the energy of your magnified intention can cancel out the noise of a trapped emotion. When you pass a magnet over the governing meridian, you effectively create a flow of opposing energy in the form of magnified intention. Therefore, the trapped emotion gets canceled out. It dissipates and disappears, similar to the noise from the jet engine. Another example that you are perhaps more familiar with has to do with credit cards. The magnetic strip on the back of a credit card is encoded with specific information. When you place a magnet on it, you might erase the encoded information, destroying the usefulness of the credit card. Releasing a trapped emotion is similar in that the encoded emotional energy is quickly, easily, and permanently erased when you swipe a magnet down the governing meridian. Magnets are generally considered quite safe, but there are a few occasions when they should not be used, or should only be used after approval by a physician. These include pregnancy, use of implanted pain or insulin pumps, cochlear implants, and pacemakers. Conclusion. Begin to think of yourself as a being made of pure energy. I cannot emphasize enough how much damage trapped emotions can do. Remember that they can affect you physically, emotionally, and mentally. They are made of pure energy, but they are negative energy, and the sooner you get rid of them, the better off you will be. A simple refrigerator magnet, which you probably already own, will work to release trapped emotions. Personally, I prefer to use the magnets manufactured by the Japanese company Nikken Incorporated, because they are specifically designed for use on the body and are very comfortable to use. The magnets that I use to release trapped emotions are designed to roll down the back, are easy to hold, and as they spin, they produce a larger magnetic field. A lot of research has gone into their development, and I use them whenever I can. I have found numerous applications for them, for example, as pain erasers, where a refrigerator magnet would not have the same effect, and I believe that the Niken magnets are well worth the modest investment required. If you'd like more information on Niken magnets and how to purchase them, see my website at healerslibrary.com/magnets.htm. As your intention, your clarity, and your level of faith and belief in your own ability increases, you will find that the use of a magnet is optional for you. After all, your own hand is a magnetic instrument, and you always have it with you. Remember, you have a magnetic field. You are a magnetic being yourself. You are now gaining the understanding and the power to literally become a healer by releasing trapped emotions using the emotion code. You will soon learn this simple procedure, which is incredibly effective and can be life-changing. The next step is to learn more ways to tap into the subconscious mind and get concrete answers.